emergency waivers.
One of the hot topics of the offseason for wheat treatment is ethylfumisate application. NDSU sugar beet agronomist Tom Peters says a lot of the discussions he's having with farmers and researchers is about making sure that etho activated in the soil is the right time.
But the real thing that always comes up about etho is getting it incorporated into the soil. Etho loves to be bound on soil, so talking about how rainfall affects incorporation into the soil is always an important conversation. And for growers, it's making a decision, should I leave it to Mother Nature and bank that rains in the forecast, or should I incorporate it myself using tillage?
Kochia is the bigger concern for Peters.
We don't really have very good tools, especially for controlling glyphosate-resistant kochia. So the one product that we've been working on is called SpinAid. So SpinAid is half of what we used to call Betamix. It's the part that works on kochia and common ragweed. So with SpinAid, there's three things you have to track. What are the size of the sugar beet? What are the size of kochia? And then what are the weather conditions today? The point of application.
Check in.